Ukraine security issue.
Russian troops withdraw further away from Kyiv while fierce fighting continues in the east and south of Ukraine. For the first time since invading the country on February 24th, the Russians shelled Kryvyi Rih, Dnipropetrovsk region, President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. The Azovport city of Mariupol remains under siege, but its heroic defenders hold the ground. By now, according to the mayor of Mariupol, at least 5,000 residents have been killed by Russian shells, bombs, missiles and bullets. The number may be even higher, since it is impossible to count all the victims as long as the Russian forces continue to shell and bomb the city, targeting apartment blocks, hospitals and kindergartens. A lot of dead bodies still lie on the streets while survivors hide in the basements. There is no water, food, electricity or other vital supplies, and there is no one to put out the fires. The International Committee of the Red Cross sent a humanitarian caravan to Mariupol, but the vehicles were blocked by the Russians and had to turn back. The scale of the humanitarian disaster in Mariupol shocks the world. Parliaments and governments across the globe condemned Russia's atrocities. Pope Francis dedicated his Sunday sermon to Mariupol, yet the Kremlin seems to be proud of such crushing victories over peaceful civilians. Kharkiv remains one of Russia's prime targets. On Saturday, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported chaotic shelling of residential areas from heavy artillery that lasted several hours during the night and caused fires and massive destructions. More than half of the city's residents have evacuated. Those who have not are staunchly holding out the critical shortages of vital supplies. One of them is Vitaly, a retired and almost blind man who chose to stay in his small apartment. He said that he sleeps on the floor and he thanks volunteers who bring him water and food. Even during air raids, he stays in his apartment. I was for 20 years deputy director for cultural work at an enterprise for the visually impaired. I get to places in my neighborhood on my own. It's wartime. Everybody wants to live. I cook my own meals. I can cook on a gas stove, but there is no gas. I sleep under the sofa. I warm myself with a blanket and sleep. I know I may well be buried alive here, but what can I do? Said Vitaly. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported on the 2nd of April, the 38th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, that the enemy forces had not succeeded in the attempts to take control of any big city while the Ukrainian forces had successfully counterattacked. According to the report, almost 18,000 Russian troops have been killed in action. The security service reports that the Russian military are increasingly demoralized and more soldiers refuse to shoot and are ready to revolt. The Russian invaders are changing their warfare tactics, having abandoned attempts to seize Kyiv and other big cities by ground offensives. They are pulling reserves to the eastern and southern parts of the country, building strongholds there with powerful anti-aircraft defense. That is why, according to Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, the Ukrainian army needs heavy weaponry for offensive operations. Putin wants us to panic and lose heart under his bombs, under ruins. There is no doubt he won't stop if he gets what he wants. He will go further into Europe, said Mykhailo Podolyak. Russia has activated its military contingent deployed to Moldova's breakaway province of Transnistria. Therefore, the Ukrainian military leadership is expecting provocations, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler said on Saturday. Their technique is not new. They take some provocative actions and they put the blame on the Ukrainian armed forces, so anything may happen. We need to be alert for their military activation in Moldova and along the Belarus-Ukraine border, said Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler. The Belarusian leadership, being completely dependent on and obedient to Kremlin, continues to provide its territory to the Russian military, allowing for missile strikes and air raids on Ukrainian cities. The Russians have reportedly opened a market in the Belarusian city of Narovlya, where they sell goods looted in Ukraine. According to the Ukrainian military intelligence, they sell washing machines, dishwashers, refrigerators, jewelry, cars, bicycles, tableware, carpets, toys, and other goods. At the market, the looters also try to exchange euros and dollars.